Now, to take a historical perspective, how have customers previously reacted to an additional tax, taking effect like the GST?
Yeah, so customers usually, they react, the first reaction is always negative because it's an added cost to their purchase. But with time, we tend to forget. We quite easily forget price increases, and we just assume that it's the new norm and we have to just deal with that.
Right, so, go on, sorry.
No, so initially it's a negative reaction that with time we kind of accept as the new norm.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bite at the beginning, and then we just kind of get used to it. The scratch heals. Have there been any other instances where the customers was dissuaded from purchasing either an online or at a store?
Oh, for sure. I think when customers they go to buy online, they assess whether it's worth going to the store and choose a product and have the product right now, or if they can buy cheaper online, if they're willing to wait for the delivery. So whenever you compare online purchases with in-store purchases, customers, whether consciously or unconsciously, they are doing that assessment of having now and paying a little bit more or waiting for it to arrive at home at their comfort. So we saw that about 5-6 years ago when all the Australian stores started to go online because they're losing sales to international retailers. So it was kind of the other way around movement where our Australian stores had to keep up with international competition.
Is this tax on online purchases common elsewhere around the world, or is this kind of going to be a first-time thing for Australia being like leading the way with that?
Oh no, it's common in countries like Brazil, for example. They do tax international products for online purchases, but they are not. For example, in their law, they do not propose a flat rate for all products, which I think it's a mistake by the government really to do a flat rate as they're suggesting a $5 flat rate increase, because certain products are more needed by us than other products. There's certain products we should not tax. For example, books are really expensive and we should incentivize education. And if you want to tax books, you are restricting people from accessing more knowledge and more educated about things. So I think certain products, they should be taxed, but other products shouldn't, regardless of whatever reason they are proposing to use that money for.
Yeah. Could this tax lead customers, to buy more expensive Australian suppliers, homemade kind of stuff, instead of cheaper international supplier stuff?
I think it would depend, like I said, it would depend on two things. Who is the customer who is buying, and what's the purpose of their purchase internationally? Are they buying for their own consumption, or are they buying to trade again here in Australia? And whether these consumers are price conscious or they are buying internationally just because we don't have it available here in Australia. So if they're price conscious, they will be focusing on, okay, what's the trade-offs? With the added tax, will still be cheaper, even if it's a dollar or so cheaper. They'll still continue to buy overseas. But if they are not price conscious and they are looking for variety, which sometimes we don't have here in Australia, they will buy regardless of its price. So not necessarily people will move on to buy from Australia goods. It really depends on the reasons of why they are buying.
Right. Could there be any additional benefits to this tax taking place and people deciding to keep on with their habits of purchasing items online?
I think it does have benefits from what I read from the government's perspective is to increase biosecurity. So it will have benefits in the sense that we're going to have a more secure environment, as a lot of illegal products are being posted to Australia. And it's hard to keep up with everything. So the government is trying to stop that a little bit, especially with the increase of demand from Australian consumers to buy online. So there is that benefit. I think also the other benefit for the local economy is that if consumers stop buying cheaper products, because if you have a flat rate tax and you're buying, let's say, a product that costs $100, it's a 5% increase. Plus the GST, right? So they might not buy internationally and buy here, which moves the local currency. And that's another benefit of this proposal.
For sure. I guess one last thing to ask is, what do you think people are going to do? Are customers going to vote with their wallets and choose to purchase items in person instead of online?
I think consumers are shifting to more and more so for online environments. And regardless if they are buying internationally or not, I think our retailers in Australia are trying to keep up with the international tendency of international trends of moving to online environment. And I think we are getting better at it. And that's not going to stop. I mean, when we think about selling goods online, we are thinking about mobile first, as consumers are buying on the go more and more. So that's not going to stop regardless of whether consumers are buying internationally or not. We just need to be better at doing that here and being better at competing against international retailers.
For sure. It's going to be really interesting to see whether this tax comes into place and how customers react to it and do, as you said, just if it's a little bite and people just kind of get over and get used to that little tax. Thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.